Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We do not anticipate that happening.
Now, I don't want to give that guy this much credit, that brainiac, whoever he was.
He was still is a congressman, I believe, from Georgia.
Very smart guy, obviously.
Well, the island can tip over. You know, you got to be careful. This was during a debate in one of the House committees about increasing the size of U.S. naval forces in Guam.
So I was doing some research the other day because I go down these rabbit holes for absolutely no reason whatsoever. I did not know that Guam literally sits on the edge of the deepest trench in the world.
The Mariana Trench?
The Mariana Trench. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what he was referencing. Again, don't want to give him that much credit. But
why were you looking this up again?
I don't remember. I go down rabbit holes that I can't explain.
I thought you started paying for Netflix again. There's a lot of great content on there right now.
Oh, no. I would rather go down rabbit holes that give me useless information, like the fact that Guam is on top of the Mariana Trench.
Well, I would give Dana $100 if we handed her a map of the world and she pinpointed Guam within 200 nautical miles.
Or the Mariana Trench, for that
no,
matter.
No, I don't need to do that. Like, I can tell you right now I would fail at that because I don't spend my time looking up mariachi holes or
Mariana Trench?
Yes.
Mariachi
is a band from Mexico, the mariachi bands.
There is a new movie on Netflix that I am pre-running Do Not Walking.
Oh, God.
Just based on the trailer this weekend, you guys, it's going to be cold.
Let me guess.
I thought we put you in timeout from Run Do
Not
Walk. Yeah,
because Dana, is it Jay Kelly with Adam Sandler?
No. Although that's supposed to be outstanding with George Clooney. Mm-hmm. There is a movie called Train Dreams.
Right.
Okay,
Roger
it actually looks really
good. Ebert said, "You do not watch this movie, you feel it." Mm. It is the extraordinary story of... Well, this says an ordinary life. I don't know that it would be ordinary. Back in the day when logging was much bigger than it is today. It looks like it's set back in the 1800s. Would you not agree, Sam? And you know I've been into period pieces lately. Where it is one of the most dangerous professions in the world. I would argue one of the most controversial professions in the world. It is called a train dreams.
It looks really good.
Scott, I'm telling you, we have an alert set because I don't know if it was last night or tonight that it's starting. We are going straight home to watch this tonight.
Okay. If somebody else watches it and says it's good, I'll give it a shot. But lately, you're...
Whoa! You don't buy her Run Do Not Walks for an ounce?
Not anymore, no.
Based on the beloved novella by Dennis Johnson, Train Dreams is the moving portrait of Robert Grainier, whose life unfolds during an era of unprecedented change in early 20th century America. He's an orphan. He ends up, is it a logger? Is that the appropriate term?
Somebody who cuts down trees?
Yes.
Yeah, logger,
Paul,
yes.
Paul Bunyan. Yeah, cool.
No, but I mean, you know, it's one of the most dangerous
professions
in the world.
I'm sure it is.
Anyway, they're saying it's going to win every award. I will run Do Not Walk tonight, and I'll let you know on Monday. And okay. Pluribus is still outstanding, despite what you and Sam say about it.
Dana, when Sam and I and Tasha all say that Pluribus sucks.
Mm.
Now, to be fair, I don't really know if Pluribus is good or not because it didn't last a whole episode in my house.
No, nor mine. Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, Johnny tolerated Pluribus. As
barely.
Best he could.
He would not be upset if I finished that one without him.
Okay, so now we're talking about five people, all right, who all have different, unique, eclectic tastes in what
yes.
they want to watch. Five people, four of them say Pluribus sucks.
We aren't always going to agree on all things. Dan Weinbaum says
no
it is outstanding. And I would remind you, Scott, over the weekend, please watch Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis that did win every award because you will love that movie.
I'll see what I can do.
We caught
if
that
Dan
Wednesday
Weinbaum
night.
Is your only defender?
Right.
I mean,
I would never say, well, you know, Dan liked it. Those words would never come out of my mouth.
Dana, it is already out. I almost watched it the other night, but I did not have 2 hours to finish it, so I did not want to start. But I'll agree with you just simply based on the trailer. You're allowed to pre-run Do Not Walk.
Okay. Felicity Jones is in it. It's going to be very, very good.
From the text line, 6622 says, I am no longer allowed.
What? Am I in Run Do Not Walk timeout?
I am no longer allowed to pick movies in my home because of her Run Do Not Walks. Thanks a lot, Dana.
Hilarious.
Classic.
Pluribus isn't for everyone, but it's very good. If you're into it, you love it.
It's not for anyone.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you.
See,
there.
And here's the deal about Lincoln. And I'm sure Daniel Day-Lewis is fantastic.
Oh, there's 50 stars in it, Scott.
Also from the text line, Lincoln is meh.
Uh-uh. It won every single Oscar that year.
So did My Two Left Feet.
Best actor, best supporting actress for Sally Field, best cinematography, best score. It won everything.
All right. So let's look up the best, the Oscar for best movie of the year. Over the last...
There are some with which you would disagree, Scott, but I agree that Lincoln was the best performance that year.
And what do you remember what year that
it
came
It doesn't
out?
Matter because Daniel Day-Lewis is Abraham Lincoln.
All right. So here we go. Let me see if I... Let me find the list here. I'm going through it. Hang on.
Of take, just Best Picture?
Best Picture. That's what we're going on.
Okay.
So that's the 1930s. Nobody cares. 1950s. Nobody cares. Let's get to the 1990s and beyond.
Okay.
1990. And I'm just going to bounce around a little bit. Dances with Wolves.
Yes.
It's a lamb, but it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's too long.
Outstanding.
1991, you'll get no disagreement from me, Silence of the Lambs.
Phenomenal film.
93, Schindler's List.
Who's going to disagree with that?
95, Braveheart. That was a good one. 98, Shakespeare in Love.
Don't necessarily agree with that.
Okay. Gladiator in 2000.
You would agree with that.
Sure.
God, that was good.
Beautiful Mind in 2001. God, it's been that long, huh?
He's phenomenal. Russell Crowe.
I'm aware. Here's one that we both can agree with. The Departed in 2006.
Epic.
Let's move along here.
You know, there are people that will just... put on their list of their IBDM list or whatever to watch all of the best picture films. It's not a bad way to go, Scott.
Here we go into the 2010s. 2017, The Shape of Water.
It was odd. A woman falls in love with an alien.
2018. See, here's what's wrong. Back in the day, in the early 2000s and 90s, they were hitting the mark. Now they're not. 2018, Green Book.
Oh, that was outstanding.
Never even heard of it. You know what it beat? Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born. Lies.
It was historically significant, Scott.
So was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
And A Star is Born.
2019, Parasite.
Oh, phenomenal, but subtitled.
So therefore not phenomenal.
Also coincidence that one right before COVID.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with that, but yes.
Great point. By the way, it beat out 1917 and Joker.
Not buying it.
2020. See, they go for these artsy fartsy movies now, and I can't get behind it. 2021, Coda?
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes.
And it beat out Belfast, King Richard, Don't Look Up, which was awesome, and West Side Story.
Some of it's political. You do understand that.
2022, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Beat out All Quiet on the Western Front, Elvis, Top Gun Maverick. Really?
I can't even... I'm not going to say it. That was up for Best Picture.
Top Gun Maverick, you don't remember that?
No.
It most certainly was.
Okay.
2023, Oppenheimer. Great movie. Way too long.
Still haven't seen it.
I remember my son saying, more of the bomb, less of the politics.
Yeah. And last year, Anora?
I never got around to watching Anora, but I would.
It was very controversial.
Yes.
Was it good?
I never got around to watching it because it's a depressing subject matter.
Do you remember what it's about?
Is it prostitution, Sam?
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it is.
Because every once in a while, you know, Scott, someone will say this documentary is great. But I'm of the age now that if it's going to be so heavy and so depressing that I could put on like nature shows, I'll watch nature shows. And you got to kind of be in a right frame of mind to watch even like a Schindler's List. You have to be in a place where you can go there.
So here's where I am these days. Is life, as you get older, you realize life is just way too short to waste on bad art.
So you watch Wheel of Fortune every night.
Well, I watch shorter movies. So if it's a lamb, it's got to be something that I am really willing to invest some time in. And we went and saw Nuremberg a couple weekends ago in the movie theater. By the way, I think that movie grossed $6 million nationwide.
Wow.
It's a great movie. Russell Crowe is brilliant. If he doesn't win an Oscar, there is no God.
But it's too long.
It is way too long.
Yeah.
I mean, let's lose it. Sorry, Sam, don't mean to interrupt you. Can we lose it with the three-hour movies these days?
Anora was a 23-year-old stripper who lived in Brighton Beach, who fell in love with a Russian oligarch.
Rich man. Yes.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Dana has a question.
Tis the holiday season, and you know we have new bars popping up all the time that cater to non-drinkers. They're bars with mixologists that make great drinks without alcohol.
Called mocktails.
Yep, mocktails. There's a new space opening in Kansas City. I read in the Star the other day where you can go in and it's like a lounge. It looks like a bar, but it's for the 10 a.m. to like 1 p.m. crowd, and it's not alcohol.
Or for my crowd.
Right? So listen to this story from Wirecutter in the New York Times. It says how David Burtka and Neil Patrick Harris include everyone at the party, no alcohol necessary. And it goes into the story about how they are very passionate about all sorts of parties, theme parties, holiday parties, dinner parties. We love them all, they say. They describe themselves as a mixed sobriety couple and have built a reputation for hosting parties that are lively and inclusive, whether their guests drink or not. And one of the reasons I loved the exploration of this concept is because I think people believe it is so hard to be in a mixed sobriety relationship. Hard for both for different reasons. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. In my experience,
is it possible for someone to throw successful holiday parties or otherwise with alcohol if they are in a committed relationship with someone who does not drink? I think you got to be careful.
No, but what you're talking about is one occasion, okay?
Yeah, and not a rager. But can you successfully navigate a mixed sobriety relationship?
So it is my experience, because I don't give advice, it is my experience that I know a lot of people who are sober, okay? Mm-hmm. And have gotten to know them over the last handful of years. Some of them are in marriages or committed relationships where the other person is still either alcoholic or a heavy drinker or a very social drinker, and it is my experience that they have had some problems because of that. Because one person decided, I've had enough, I can't take this anymore, I'm getting sober, and the other person decided, I'm going to keep the party going. I'm not saying it's like that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, there are clearly, there would have to be examples, I haven't seen one personally, where, you know, one person continues to party on, bringing home a 12-pack of beer on a Friday night, or bottle of vodka or whatever, and the other's getting sober or is sober, and, you know.
Is it easier, though, far further into someone's sobriety?
Yeah,
so
of course.
Yeah, if you would meet someone after you're 10 years sober.
Of course.
And they enjoy a cocktail at dinner,
it would
be less problematic than probably someone who's wanting to throw a rager on a Friday night.
But here's where I would think the problem lies, and I may be wrong. T doesn't drink, so that's not a problem. In our house. And my brother doesn't drink when I'm around. So that's not a problem either. Not that it would be a problem necessarily, because he doesn't get wasted. But I'm not going, and this has nothing to do with my fear that people at work here are getting wasted. I just don't want to be around it. We're having our company Christmas party tonight. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great party. Sam, you've put together a great event, by the way, you and the entertainment committee. I elected not to go. And it's not because I got to get home and watch Wheel of Fortune. This would be something I think I would want to attend. I don't need the trigger or the temptation in my life. But let me add one thing. And here's where I think it would be hard to be in a relationship with somebody who is either a heavy drinker or a pretty active social drinker. Is the one thing, and I was talking to a fellow alcoholic about this morning, the one thing I can't stand to be around anymore is somebody who is wasted. And partly because it reminds me of what I maybe used to be, and partly because I think it's gross.
Yeah.
It makes you sad for them.
Yeah. And
to a
so
degree.
If I'm going home to a girlfriend or a wife or a partner or whatever, and it's 9 o'clock at night on a Friday. They can't get a sentence out. They can't get up the stairs to go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around that.
So I think part of the reason they've navigated this so well is that Harris's husband, Burtka, has been sober 10 years. And that happened around the same time that Harris started becoming more interested in mixology. Quoting here, we realized—
I think he's sober too, by the way.
We realized that what we valued most were the moments of togetherness, of sitting down to a cocktail before the evening chaos began, celebrating a friend's new job or engagement, or serving up a perfectly themed pairing at our annual Christmas party. At the time, there weren't many enticing options. You would either be offered a beverage as a sober person that you would drink during the day, like water, or a mocktail that back then felt, quote, geared toward children, like pineapple juice with ginger syrup. So, you know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, I don't think we had the options out there for sober people or sober curious people that we had 10, 20 years ago, where you can go out and get a really good cocktail that does not include alcohol.
See, I'm not a big fan of mocktails unless you are going way above and beyond, and I can taste every single little bit of your mixology in that drink. I would prefer not to pay $14 for a glass of juice.
Right.
I'll take a club soda with lime. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive. It can be.
That's my go-to is club soda with lime.
To the point about the mixed sobriety relationship, and Scott, I think you hit the nail on the head right at the end there. It depends on the level of drinking. Because when I quit, it was a conversation that Mary Beth and I had. You know, she was like, well, do we need to stop going to parties? Do we need to stop going to bars?
I'm
like, no, I want to keep living our life exactly how we are living it. I just don't want to drink. And at first, yeah, it was tough being around it. It was really, really hard. Everybody else is doing it. You feel like you're being left out for whatever reason, which, by the way, eventually you realize you're not.
Yeah.
You're actually better off leaving yourself out.
What I found is nobody cares.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The only person that cares, quite frankly, is you.
Yeah.
And so if it were a case where, and she doesn't do this, before I say this, this is not what happens. She rarely ever drinks. But if she were coming home, to your point, Scott, hammered every single night, I'd be like, hey, pull it together. What's going on here?
Well, you just don't want to deal with it, you know? I mean, it's gross. But
I'm not a big fan of the mocktail just because we go to these ritzy bars and it's like, hey, look at the mocktail menu. Oh, my God, it's $19 for juice?
Yeah, that stuff ain't cheap.
The heck?
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit the other day with respect to Ozempic and couples who prior were both maybe living an unhealthy lifestyle, right?
You're talking about like Meghan Trainor and Amy Schumer.
And then one person drops 100 pounds. And there is a very rare phenomenon right now called the Ozempic divorce, where for whatever reason, and it's not just because I look better and I feel better and you don't. I think it's much more complex than that. It's more about, can you do some of these journeys in tandem? Can you do some of these journeys separately in any relationship and still be okay? And with alcohol, Scott, for that matter, you could say with your friendships, if you were part of a very big group of drinkers that would go out, male or female, and you are now sober, did that change friendships? And I think, of course it does.
Sure. Here's the other thing, and Sam and I were talking about this after the show last night in regards to, like, you know, the Ozempic divorce. Or is it that you were once very overweight, you got thin, very attractive, now your body is hot, and you think to yourself, I can do better than what I have now?
Or flip that, you have more self-confidence than you ever did before. And speaking of Ozempic, my God, coming up, Sam printed a story that I thought was fake news. Like, I thought there's no way people are paying money for that drug for this. Oh, yeah, they are. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
So the unofficial start of winter is upon us, and there are kids going to the bus stop every morning without a coat on their back. If you can help us, we have just launched Coats for Kids 2025. It runs for another 2 weeks from today. There are two ways you can help. $25 buys a new coat for a child who needs one here in Kansas City. You can go to kmbz.com or just take a moment and text your donation to 44321. using the code KMBZCOATS, one word, KMBZCOATS to 44321.
Yeah, don't spend that $25 on a mocktail. Warm a kid.
Yes.
That's exactly right. For one mocktail.
That's right.
The name is Ozempets.
Here we go.
Apparently people are using weight loss jabs for their cats and dogs.
I thought Sam was kidding. He wasn't. It's called Ozempets.
It says here that 60% of dogs in the United States are obese. I find that very hard to believe.
I find that very, very easy to believe.
Huh.
Most dogs do not get the physical activity that they should.
I would not fight my dog for $1 million. She would kill me.
Well, your dog's built like a tank.
How much? Sam, cut to the chase. Ozempets.
How much does it cost?
If you've got a fatty boom baddie, yes.
How much does it cost for humans?
Is it that? Is it the same thing?
No, it's cheaper. It's $100 a month for Ozempets. It's $100 a month.
Oh, I'd buy it for my pets and stick it in my own stomach.
I don't think that would be wise, Sam.
Is it the same?
Let me see here. It doesn't say.
I feel like it would have to be, you know, cellularly different. I mean, we have a cat that's obese. I'm not going to lie. You've seen the cat.
So you know how they call it GLP-1?
Oh, God. What
now
do they call this?
Now they've got Meow-1.
Okay.
Stands for Management of Overweight Cats.
Meow-1. Okay. Meow-1. Can I get it right, Meow?
They also have the OKV-119 implant. Yeah, let's just go ahead and...
I get it online. Can I get it right now?
Is this satire?
No, it is.
Get out.
Absolutely a fact. I'm going to tell you this. Jack last Christmas got us an electric cat food dispenser, and it was supposed to be a game changer because Chubbs is Chubbs. I mean, we've got a fat cat, and I used to just put the food in the bowl, and they would eat whatever. We had one very skinny cat, one very fat cat. This was supposed to trim her down, okay? What ends up happening when you have two cats is that you've got food on the left, you've got food on the right. The only exercise Chubbs gets every day is running, like beeline running when she hears the electric food dispensers. They're like Pavlov's dog. They can hear the food going into the little metal thing.
You talking about your fat cat?
And they run downstairs.
Yeah, Chubbs.
And if for some reason the other cat's outside or is sleeping and didn't hear it, Chubbs runs down and eats all of it. Then the other cat is starving.
So three times a day, and I'm not the perfect dog owner, but I think I do pretty well.
Yeah.
We go out back and we throw the ball until she can't run anymore.
Yep.
Twice in the morning, one at night, yep. Even in the dark. I'll turn the back patio light on and she can see it. And we also go for a walk around the block a couple of times. Mm. Do you ever do anything to get Chubbs to do anything?
No, we don't have a cat treadmill, nor am I buying Meow-1 or Ozempets.
It is very simple. I've had cats before.
Uh-huh.
Get a laser light.
You want me to exercise my cat with a laser light?
That's exactly what I want
she
you to do.
She is so...
You
obese.
Want her to stop being so fat?
She is so obese. I don't think she would chase anything.
She would chase if you would just, you know, you can sit there on the couch.
Yeah.
Watch your pluribus or whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
and just dance that light across the floor. She'll go crazy for it. I promise you. And that's movement.
The Ozempets, by the way, story is global.
I'm
today.
Livid, by the way,
and most of it is for cats, actually.
That human Ozempic is $1,000 a month, and Ozempic for cats is $100 a month?
Well, cancer surgery for humans is, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, and for a cat, it's
$500. It was on Tuesday that a pharmaceutical company based out of San Francisco announced that it has officially begun a pilot study of GLP-1 drugs for cats. Instead of receiving weekly injections of the drugs, as has been common in human patients, the cats will get small injectable implants, slightly larger than a microchip, that will slow release the drug for as long as 6 months. It's like magic, quoting here from Dr. Chen Gilor, a veterinarian at the University of Florida.
Have you thought about limiting Chubb's food intake.
We would have to physically separate. It would take more work than I'm willing to do. Because they do get a tiny little amount now four times a day. Like we've talked to the veterinarian about it. Teeny tiny amount four times a day. She's still enormous. It's been a year. We've had the automatic feeder a year.
And I'm just asking, you can tell me, mind my own business. Why not give Chubb, what's the other one?
Chubb's.
And
Biscuits.
Biscuits.
So dumb.
Why not give Biscuits her food first and you lock Chubb's up in a back room in the morning?
Yeah.
And then Fatty McFatty can come out and she can have her meal, which is about half
What
Biscuits
That's
got.
Her other term of endearment, by the way. The kids call her Fatty. Come here, Fatty.
She's a big cat. I'm not going to lie.
They're saying this is the next frontier in veterinary medicine.
Stop.
Recent estimates suggest, by the way, that roughly 60% of the nation's cats and dogs are
obese. I'm pulling the cord on the earth.
Obese.
I went off.
Are obese. Do you know anyone that has a diabetic pet? You have to stop what you're doing. Scott, you can't go on vacation. This happened to a good friend of mine. You have to stop what you're doing twice a day and inject pets with diabetes. I don't care if you're at dinner. I don't care if you're at a party. I don't care if you have plans to go downtown and watch a play or a concert. You have to have somebody in the wings who understands how to inject your pet.
That's when you open the back door and then you close it.
No, so then this Ozempets, if it works.
And never open it again.
Could it reverse diabetes in your animal?
Or start the dryer.
What?
Oh, you did not just say that on a Friday. Samuel.
Maybe close the garage door.
There are children in the car. Okay. That was an accident, and it did not happen on my watch.
Whose watch was it on?
I wasn't even home.
Are you blaming him?
I wasn't even home. Diabetes is technically completely treatable in animals. And quote,
why didn't the trigger in the garage go off?
From a veterinarian, we are doing such a lousy job treating this in our animals.
Dana, why don't you get a laser light and just run Fatty McFatty around the room for a while?
Because, Scott.
That takes effort.
I don't,
Sam.
I love those cats. I do. But I inherited those cats. You know, I inherited. One day I did not have cats, and then the next day I did. And that's okay.
Well, who'd you get them from?
But if you think I'm going to, start some exercise regimen, Chubbs McChubbs Fat is so happy. She is happy, happy catty fatty. She's just happy.
She's probably self-conscious.
I don't think she cares. I really don't.
When was the last time she had a boyfriend?
Seriously.
Just asking.
The study also is called Meow One, by the way. Management of Overweight Cats. Meow.
From the text line, my sister-in-law recently left the cat in the dryer, too. It is very expensive to clean.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's Friday, and there are children in the car.
If your cat looks like a meowton, get Meow One.
It would be around $100 a month. Sam is right.
Are you willing to spend that?
No.
You're not?
No! No, no, no!
How old is...
Chubbs.
Chubby. Do you think the name's offensive?
It's certainly fat-shaming.
It wasn't even anyone in my family that went to get that cat, by the way. It was someone over the age of 18 because the girls were bored during the summer, went with a family friend, and then without my permission, got that cat. Okay. Probably 8 years old.
You just count the days?
No, I'm not. I love those animals, but I'm not spending $100 a month to trim her down.
So let me ask, the other day we got Birdie the dog.
Sweet little Birdie.
Is Birdie in first place in a three-way race?
Oh, she's pretty cute. She is pretty cute.
That sounds like a yes.
Actually, that sounds like some great exercise for Chubbs.
Running away from the dog.
Does the dog get along with the cats? That's a no.
Well, we're working on that.
That is
a
no.
You want to see a cat run?
You want
Birdie. Go on.
Just listen to this real quick. Birdie. Okay, ready? Listen.
There's some easy prey.
Listen, I'm going to play you when we come back a little video the first time they met.
And oh, I saw this video.
It did not go well.
913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we spent some time talking about the World Cup at the start of the show. And you know I have very, very mixed feelings about the Airbnb. And several cities around here are relaxing their rules about that ahead of the World Cup because we're going to have millions of people flooding into our city who need places to stay. And there are crafty entrepreneurs listening. Maybe you're one of them trying to figure out a way to cash in on all the people coming into town. There is a cautionary tale in the Kansas City Star today that includes photos of a $5,000 Kansas City, quote, Airbnb nightmare.
$500,000?
$5,000.
Oh,
$5,000.
Okay.
A local family spent $5,000 to rent what is listed as an elegant mansion in Kansas City. And it is large without question. It is a large property. So they paid $5,300 over Thanksgiving to bring in all of their family from California in here so that everybody could be in the same space. In the 4 o'clock hour, we will share with you some of the descriptions and the photo, the time-stamped photographs last week of what the place actually looked like when this family arrived.
The World Cup's not till next spring.
You've got the glossy photos online. And it's this beautiful mansion. And then this family, once they have parted with $5,300, says, this is what we got.
Fools and their money.
This is the warning before you spend $5,000 on what could be a disaster.
We'll get to it next hour.
It's so gross.
And don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after 5 o'clock. The airing of the grievances. A federal judge today granted the Justice Department's request to unseal grand jury transcripts from a federal investigation in Florida into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Justice Department had renewed its request for the material to be made public last month after Congress passed into law that requires the Attorney General to disclose records related to the government's investigation into Epstein. In its motion to the court last month, Attorney General Pam Bondi and other government lawyers wrote that the court should authorize the release of the transcripts and lift any protective orders that would prevent disclosure to the public in light of the Act's clear mandate.
We'll see how much gets redacted. I was going to say, I had a thought this morning, and is there a chance that they're pushing back so hard on this because they're afraid of ruining our faith in the justice system? My fear is that, because we always talk about the files, what are the files? My fear is that when they do release the files, we're going to see just how little evidence they actually collected.
And how much they redacted and removed. I don't trust my Justice Department.
And I think that part of the reason that they're pushing back on releasing this stuff is because this is quite possibly the biggest case in the country right now, and they're going to have to be honest and say, well, yeah, we actually didn't collect anything.
When we get back,
garbage.
An Airbnb nightmare, buyer beware. Welcome to our town. Is that hair?
We'll get to that in just a moment. Coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.